From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, you're with Joel Reinberger.
I don't know if it's my age or my sport or my particular friendship group, but half the people I know have dreadful shoulders. So on Medical Matters today, Kelly Wilkie from Body System Physiotherapy is going to help us look after our shoulders. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, Joel.
So what goes wrong with a shoulder? And are they inherently got a design flaw to them that so many people I know are having shoulder problems?
Yeah, shoulders are very interesting. They've certainly been my special interest for all of my career because they're really tricky to figure out. But the thing that's unique about the shoulder is the only way it's connected to your body is via your tiny little collarbone at the front of your body. So it's not like a really big, lovely, solid structure like your hip joint or your knee joint. So it really relies very, very heavily on muscle control. So it's muscles that connect your shoulder blade onto your body, and it's muscles that connect the ball and socket joint, and they're the muscles called the rotator a cuff. So the tricky thing about a shoulder is it has a very low margin for error. If anything goes wrong from a strength point of view or for a muscle timing point of view, it's really easy for the shoulder to tell you about it.
What typically goes wrong for say athletes in a shoulder?
Yeah, so for athletes, often they will get an injury. So they might dislocate their shoulder, or they might have an impact and have an injury to the small joint that connects the collarbone to the shoulder. Or they may have an overuse injury. So for instance, swimmers or throwers that are constantly using the same mechanisms all the time can overload certain tissues. So athletes are a little bit easier to figure out. As we get older, if you like, it becomes a little bit trickier because there are so many different things going on in there that we need to investigate and know about.
The guys I know who have these shoulder issues, a lot of them are people who do kung fu with me, but none of them have done it with kung fu.
Yes.
They've all done it generally because they're guys who work with tools and work with their hands.
Yeah. It's really interesting because there may well be an age group factor to that if they're your mates. So basically,
gentlemen of a certain age.
Well, what we know is essentially when you turn 40, you start to get grey hairs, right? So some of our tissues start to deteriorate.
Not yet, 48 and none yet. I'm losing them, but they're not grey.
But what we forget about is the tissues on the inside of our body undergo the same sort of ageing process. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the tissues in your shoulder joint are starting to age at once. Just like grey hairs, some of them are absolutely fine and not ageing and some of them aren't. So nowadays, we can look at shoulders with MRI and know that in most people over 40, we have some sort of deterioration in the rotator cuff. And certainly by the age of 70 or 80, 80% of people have rotator cuff tears. It's normal, a normal part of ageing.
So 80%?
Yeah. So just like we get ageing in our tissues on the outside, we get ageing of our tissues on the inside. The super good news, though, is not all of those tissues age. So what we know is if we can actually exercise the good tissues, the tissues that haven't aged, we can get adaptation. So if you give specific exercises to the muscles around the rotator cuff and the shoulder blade, they get stronger and they adapt, and we can reduce pain states most definitely.
So what is the exercise to prevent shoulder injury in the first place? Is there something that everyone should be doing or maybe not doing?
Yeah, it's really tricky because it's actually dependent on the problem. And because the shoulder joint is so tricky, you really need it to be assessed. So you need to figure out, have the muscles around the shoulder blade gone wrong? So is the shoulder blade sitting in the wrong position? Or is it the muscle balance around the rotator cuff? And there are a couple of common things that we see. So in this day and age, we do a lot of work on computers and we do a lot of work in front of us. And so we see shoulder blades often move in a forward and down position. And so we often need to look at giving strength to be able to get shoulder blades up and back into the right position. And the other thing with shoulders and the rotator cuff, which are the muscles that support this ball and socket joint, is we do things all day, every day in front of us, whether we're manual workers or computer workers. So often we get this imbalance of muscles on the front of the rotator cuff being really strong and muscles on the back of the rotator cuff being relatively weak. So going in and actually testing the strength of those muscles with a specific device that we have at Body System allows us to know what your ratio is and be able to correct that ratio. So it's looking at the two groups of muscles, what is your pattern of dysfunction, and it's really specifically targeting and addressing that.
So what is an exercise you can do? Should we be doing a Rubik's Cube behind our backs?
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it?
On a regular basis.
Yeah, look, you know, one of the most simple things you can do to prevent shoulder pain is think about just the position that you're sitting in. So making sure that a spot in your breastbone, you just lift a couple of centimetres up and you'll feel that your shoulder blades move up and back when you do that. So you get into this more square shoulder position rather than a downward sloping shoulder position, which is like having ski slopes on the sides of your body from your neck down to your shoulders. And that puts your shoulder blades in a really great position to start with. So that's probably the best starting thing that you can do.
It's funny, when I teach people how to do voiceovers, which is something I've done for a chunk of my life, that's one of the opening things is to actually, you know, breastbone out and shoulders back so that you're speaking from your chest rather than speaking from your nose, which is what most people do.
Yeah.
So shoulders back and chest out as a matter of posture. What about actual exercise for those between the shoulder blades?
Certainly exercises that target backwards movements are better than exercises that target forward movements. So rather than pushing exercises, pulling exercises work really, really super well. So, you know, things like if you're at the gym, seated rows, things that actually target those muscles between your shoulder blades make a really, really big difference because it's just so different to the mechanism we use in everyday life generally.
I've had a gym instructor talk to me about active shoulder blades, about apparently a lot of people will do those rowings and they'll stay slumped forward and they'll use their arms and they're not actually kind of activating their shoulders. Are we kind of just turning off that part of our body?
Yeah, we are, I think, because of the things that we do in everyday life. So again, if you're doing any exercise in the gym, thinking about that chest high position, that breastbone up towards the ceiling is going to put those shoulder blades in the right position to begin with. But also you can overdo it. If you try and, I suppose, you know, the postural thing that our mothers and grandmothers have told us is shoulders down and back. And we know that's not that good for shoulders. If you stick them down and back, it's almost like too much emphasis, if you like, of squeezing your shoulder blades together. So it's more of an up and back motion that you need. Shoulder blades are meant to move, so we don't want to hold them perfectly still, but certainly exercising them in this forward and down position will just continue to strengthen the muscles on the front of your body and not the back.
Where are you on push-ups?
But push-ups are good. Push-ups are an excellent exercise to strengthen your whole shoulder girdle. And actually, they're just as good to strengthen your core. You've got to have a really great core to do a push-up at the same time. So they're a really hard exercise. And I think one of the problems that we see a lot is people think, oh gosh, I'm getting a bit weak, I'm going to do push-ups. And it's a really big jump from sitting at your computer desk to starting to do push-ups. It's a really hard exercise to do.
People think of it as a basic exercise, but it's actually really not, is it?
Super tough. And so it's a boom-bust thing. You know, you go from nothing to everything and you get sore and then you rest for 3 or 4 days and you try it again and you get sore. And really what you need is some progressive increase in strength rather than jumping straight to push-ups. Push-ups are high-end, high-load, whole body weight through your shoulder girdles.
So what is the starting exercise if you want to strengthen yourself that way?
Yeah, so if you want to strengthen yourself that way, even doing a push-up against a bench at home so that you're not full anti-gravity.
You've kind of 45 degrees.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. And then progressing down to maybe on your knees or doing a push-up with your hands elevated a bit on a step so that, again, you're not totally anti-gravity, and then getting towards a push-up, full push-up over time can make a difference.
Okay, but they're still allowed. They're still all right.
Absolutely. They're such a great thing to do. And I think one of the problems that we have these days is, you know, we are a less active community in general. And people are getting pretty good now at doing their 30 minutes 5 days a week, you know, and often they're going for a walk, but not often they're keeping their strength of their upper body up. So lower body, when you're going for a walk and going up and down steps and heels, you can keep, you know, your lower body relatively strong. But minimal exercise requirements say you need to do 5 lots of 30 minutes of exercise a week and 2 strength sessions a week. Because if you're just doing your 5 lots of 30 minutes walking per week, you're not going to keep your shoulder girdles nice and strong as you age. Mm. So 2 lots of strength exercise a week that can be going to the gym, can be doing some exercise like push-ups at home, is imperative if you want to keep being able to lift things as simple as the kettle when you get to 80.